Last Sunday, I spent the night at my younger brother's house, and I was so tired when I went to bed, which is why I was a bit ruffled when in the middle of the night I woke up from a deep sleep needing to go to the restroom. So I got up in the dark and suddenly realized I had no idea where I was. And after several befuddled seconds, I remembered I was at my brother's. And then it took me several more seconds to remember, where is the bathroom in his house? When I finally figured it out and found my way, I was no longer upset. I was just very relieved to have remembered where I was. Our scripture readings today talk about the importance of knowing who we are, where we've been, and where we're going. To come to know the spiritual realities of our past, our present, and our future, that's profoundly orienting. It can bring a sense of relief. We're not isolated. We actually belong to something much bigger and more profound than we realized. I want to start with our second reading from the letter of St. Peter. Peter himself, the Galilean fisherman, chosen by Christ and named as the rock on which he would build his church, that man, our spiritual father, writes to us. Realize that you were ransomed from your futile conduct handed on by your ancestors, not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, the spotless, unblemished Lamb. So first we have to realize, we have to remember that without Christ, life is futile. Without Christ, we're on our own. Maybe with some human help, but up against a world where we have to labor and toil and deal with setbacks and injuries and old age and death. For what? All for what? Without Christ, what happens after death? The ancient world didn't really know. They talked about a shadowy existence in a creepy underworld. You add evil spirits to that mix, it becomes more futile by the minute. Toil in this life, maybe with some fleeting moments of excitement, and then something worse than death. St. Peter says, it's very important to remember how futile, how pointless life is apart from Christ. And he says, no amount of silver or gold can do more than distract for a short time from that futility. And then he reminds us, we've been saved from that kind of futile life by the precious blood of Christ. I felt a bit euphoric to realize which direction the bathroom was. How euphoric should we feel to realize that because of Christ, our trajectory is no longer Sheol, that shadowy realm of the dead, with angry evil spirits, but rather the kingdom of God, with the saints and bright angels and Christ himself. This ransom was given to us completely free of cost. But we are expected to walk in the gift. And so St. Peter continues, so conduct yourselves with reverence during this time of your sojourning. Remember what you've been ransomed from, our past. Remember what you're ransomed for, our future. And then he reminds us that here in the present, we need to remember we're sojourners, passers through, we're pilgrims. And so like visitors through a land that is not our own, we should be polite, reverent visitors, sojourners. But don't act like this is our home. or else we insult the blood that ransomed us from this fallen world. In the gospel, the two disciples are very disoriented too. They just learned that Jesus was risen from the dead. So what do? Walk away from Jerusalem, away from the empty tomb, and see the incredible love and mercy and patience of the risen Jesus. If it were the risen Father Dan who saw two of my disciples walking away, leaving town after being told I was risen from the dead, I might easily have said, good riddance, the bums. Let them realize on their own what they're walking away from. But Jesus, thankfully, is not Father Dan. Jesus appears to them, patiently reminds them of all the scripture passages pertaining to him, explaining why the Son of Man had to suffer. And then he celebrates Eucharist for them. And finally, when their eyes are open, he disappears into the elements of the Eucharist, where he continues to be made known day after day in the breaking of the bread for us. When they realize their past, their present, and their future, then they go running back to Jerusalem, back to the empty tomb. And then they realize how spending time with the risen Jesus had transformed their hearts, made them come alive, burning within them. If you ever experienced your heart burning within you, maybe when you fell in love deeply with another person, maybe on a retreat or during time in quiet prayer. When I went to the college seminary, that's when I fell deeply in love with the Lord. And the fire has never gone out. We have today the called by name. This is called by name Sunday. So out in the gathering space, there's these cards on that table in the middle there where we can all fill out a card and write down the name of someone that we think would be a great candidate for the priesthood or religious life. When you fill out that called by name card today or in the near future, I hope you think of young men and women whose hearts are burning within them, ready to run back to Jerusalem. And to you, young people, let the Lord set your hearts on fire and then say yes to him. He'll change your life in wonderful and beautiful ways. Priesthood and religious life are for those with hearts aflame with love, or with hearts at the very least open to be enkindled into flame. I love being a priest, and I love to see others choose priesthood or religious life. And if you're interested, Father Andrew or myself would be happy to engage a conversation with you, free of cost. So speaking of burning hearts, it's interesting, several people recently shared with me their experience of a type of burning heart during the Easter vigil, or one of those weekday masses since Easter. So again, I ask you, have you ever experienced your heart burning within you? Do you realize what you've been ransomed from? Do you realize what you've been ransomed for? Do you realize his presence in your life today? Do you walk with him? Do you let him break open the scriptures for you? Do you read the scriptures? Do you read them with faith and with love? Here's the homework for the week. Pray again with that second reading from our Father, St. Peter, and imagine the Lord with you to explain it to you, and love him, and ask him to set your heart on fire with love for him and for his church.